You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today's episode, we are talking about funnel hacking live. Yes, we're still talking about it because it's like a ripple effect. It's like you throw a rock into the middle of the ocean and this ripple effect starts happening. And there were 5,000 of you who were in the room and that was like the rock hitting. And now I'm watching the ripple effect happen, watching people's businesses grow. I'm watching people like finding their messaging, like figuring out finally, like after all these years, like figure out like how to deliver their message in a way that gets people to actually buy, how to do the right things, how to get the right funnels. Like all those things are happening. And so I don't want that ripple to end. I want to keep the energy going and also inspire you guys who don't have your tickets yet for next year. Like, do not miss this. Like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity that will change your life forever. I've had people tell me before that like there was like their life before Funnel Hacking Live and life after Funnel Hacking Live, right? Like a lot of times we have these moments in our life that we define things, you know, before I was married, after I was married, before I moved out of my parents' house, after, like before my first kid, after, before Funnel Hacking Live, after, right? And it really is that powerful. Like, it's not just like, yeah, like if you've been to other events, it's not like that. It's why you understand that. Like, it's hard to explain until you experience it. And you can experience it a little part when you go to funnelhackinglive.com and watch the videos and stuff. You can experience it a little bit. And hopefully this podcast help to draw out a little bit of it. But until you're there in the room where it happens, it's hard to really illustrate it. So anyway, so that's my goal, is trying to give you guys some insights of what's happening and why, and make it amazing. So day number three, which is technically day number four because day number zero was the Dan Kennedy day, but day number three, yeah, that's the day we're on. It was amazing. God, it was so cool. So the day led out with Brendan Burchard. So Brendan's been a friend for, man, since we were both getting started about the same time. We were going to, I met him at Armin Warren's big seminar. He'd just written his book, Life's Golden Ticket. And I was like, I want to write a book someday. And that's where we kind of met in the hallway talking back then. And we've kind of followed each other for years and connected and reconnected and fell away and reconnected back and forth. And anyway, this is the second time Funnel Hacking Live. First time Funnel Hacking Live became 4 or 5 years, or maybe 3 years ago. He did one presentation on a 7-day live launch. And then he also did a presentation, which is High Performance Habits. And this year I was like, what else do you have? And he's like, I have a really cool presentation he wanted to give to help people with their psychology. And like, you know, one of the biggest things that we find in this business, but honestly in anything, is it's less about the tactics and the skill set and more about the belief and mindset. And so Brendan wanted to come and share some stuff to help unlock everyone like in their minds so they could be able to actually take these things we're giving and use them. This weekend I was here at the office. There was a big fight this weekend, so we, you know, put it on our event room. We played the UFC fights and we had tacos and everyone hung out. And one of my friends was in the room looking at all two comic club wars. He was just like, man, this is so cool. And I was like, the only difference between you and them is they believe they can do it. That's it. It's belief. I've told you before, like my job at ClickFunnels, I'm the head cheerleader to get all y'all to believe this is actually possible, because it is, and that you can actually do it because you can. And that's what really what Brendan came and helped unlock that for people, which was really, really powerful. After Brendan spoke, we had one of our Funnel Hacking Live, like one of our people from our community, Bill Allen, who's in my, he was in Category Kings last year. So in my coaching program, I have Inner Circle, I got Category Kings, and I've got Atlas. And so Bill joined the Category Kings last year and spent a year with us, which was so awesome. And this year he upgraded to the Atlas group. But he and I, Bill's someone who goes deep on stuff. I told you guys in earlier episodes, like I love having people speak on stage. You take something that I kind of introduced to our community, but then they go deep on a piece of it, right? And so I've talked about Value Ladder before. I've talked about Hero's Journey. And Bill took these two principles and like weaved them together. I remember one day getting a Voxer from him. He's like, Russell, have you ever thought about this? And he was showing me how like each tier of the Value Ladder, if you construct it correctly, each tier is a little mini hero's journey, right? Someone comes in you because they're leaving their ordinary world. They go through this journey. They're trying to achieve something. They achieve it. And after they achieve it, then like that's the end of that tier of the value ladder. And then you move them up to the next tier and there's a whole new journey. And it is, he's like, when I figured that out in my business, he started showing me how he architected each tier of the value ladder to actually have the entire hero's journey, take them on that journey. Like, and then identifying what is the transformation they're trying to have? What is the, you know, what is the achievement they're trying to have at this phase? And like figuring this out and reverse engineering each tier of the value ladder and the funnels and the events, everything associated with that tier of the value ladder, all tied back to the hero's journey. And I'm like sitting here as he's boxing me, freaking out, as you can imagine, like, oh, you took this and this and you smushed them together into this amazing thing that I'd never even seen before. And it's so powerful. And I think Bill might have actually been the first person I asked to speak. I was like, dude, you got to talk about that Funnel Hacking Live. He's like, what? I'm like, that's amazing. And so he spoke on that. And it was so cool to see someone in our community and like somebody who's been killing himself. And like, it's funny because he has an event called Flip Hacking Live, also FHL, that the person he had bought his business from had modeled after ours. And so he does it right after ours. And so it's kind of fun because like he comes and watches Flip Hacking Live and then like 3 weeks later does Flip Hacking Live and he just models what we do and all the things. But it's just really cool, like this nugget of like thing that he brought to me and to the community that I was just like, oh, how cool is that? Like, as you're building your value out of each tier, like tying the hero's journey into it and like figuring out all the pieces. And when you do that correctly, man, that's what gets people to ascend because they just achieved and transformed in a way in that tier of the value ladder and had the success. Now they're like looking for the next hero's journey to go on. And if the next tier of the value ladder matches the next journey that they were going to want, then their natural ascension is going to happen. Like, it was just super cool and super powerful. After Bill spoke, then we started going through different tiers of the value ladder, right? If you notice, typically on day three of the event, I like talking about value ladder stuff to begin with, and then I go through different tiers of the value ladder. So Perry Belcher came, and Perry started talking about low-ticket funnels, but using premium. So instead of just selling, having a book funnel, like attaching a premium to it, so attaching a t-shirt or a mug or something like that, or taking a digital thing and attaching, like he did with his credit card knife, right? Like attaching premiums to offers to increase conversion and value and scalability, and it was really, really cool. The only downside is that I was doing a presentation later that day, and in that I was showing an example of the Sports Illustrated's premium. You know, Perry calls it a premium, I call it a MIFKI. But they're similar scenes, right? And he showed the infomercial from like 1986 or 1983, wherever it was. And I had my slides the exact same one as I was working on that presentation. And Leon, who does my slides with me, was sitting there. And all of a sudden, we're watching Perry on the TV in the side as we're working on slides. He's like, wait, that's the video that you're showing. I'm like, he stole my video. So we literally both had the same example video in both of them because it's such a powerful thing. So I had to take it out of mind because Perry spoke before me. But man, Perry's brilliant. I love his stories. I love his storytelling, but also just this principle of attaching premiums to any of your offers. And it's crazy. Like, you know, I see this all the time at Funnel Hacking Live where we sell a $25,000 coaching program, and then I'll give away a sweatshirt when the people sign up. And that sweatshirt's the thing that pushes them over the edge, right? It's just like those little premiums. Like, how do you create them and craft them in a way that gets people to move? And so that's what Perry talked about, which is cool. They moved up the value ladder. Anthony Morrison then came in and talked about webinars for the next presentation, which is kind of like the middle tier of the value ladder, like understanding and mastering webinar presentations, which was awesome from Anthony. And then after that, then we went up one more tier up the value ladder, which is Joe and Eileen, who are talking about high ticket selling virtual events to sell high ticket products, right? So those kind of funnels. So again, during that morning session, went from like low ticket products with premiums, moving up the value ladder to webinars, up the value ladder to high ticket virtual live events. And again, if you took the lessons from Bill's presentation earlier, like how do you wrap the hero's journey, all three of those steps is the secret. So I mean, that morning before lunch of day number three alone, like I could write a book on that topic. In fact, it's kind of like the .com Secrets book, but it went even deeper on some of these core principles. And so, it was amazing. For those who were there, like, you know, if those who were not there, like, hopefully, you know, we don't have replays yet, but in the future, if we open replays or something, make sure you take advantage of it. Cause, those nuggets from day number three alone were powerful. So hopefully I gave you some stuff you could use from that. Then after that, we had lunch. After lunch, we had Jamie Kern Lima come, and Jamie's someone who's been a friend now for the last couple of years. She built a company called It Cosmetics and sold it to L'Oreal for over $1 billion, became L'Oreal's first female CEO, which is amazing. And she's just such a cool person. And she came in on her own dime and came and spoke at our event, which is awesome, just to give and serve and to give back. And so she came and told her story, and her story is crazy. It was not like, oh, it was all sunshine and roses. I had success. It was like, it was brutal and like so much work. And she showed the story, what she did and what she had to go through and overcome and persevere to create this business and this brand. And I think it gave everyone very tangible, like powerful things they could be thinking about, and gave everyone this motivation. Just like, man, like if she could do it through all those odds and adversity, like, I could do it as well. And her presentation was amazing. So that's from Jamie. After Jamie spoke, then it was my turn. And this is where I had a chance to do my, at Funnel Hacking Live, as you guys know, I sell one thing every single year, and it's our coaching program. And so I had my presentation, but it was weird because this year we opened a certification program and we had Two Comma Club X, which was a new version of it that we were launching. It was tough because some people I knew certification was the right thing. Some people I knew Two Comma Club X was the right thing. But I've seen people who pitch two things at once, and it never works. If you try to make two offers, it bombs. And I was like, man, if we bomb, like we're like $4 million in the event before it even starts, right? If we bomb, it can be really detrimental to the company. So I'm like trying to figure out, how do we strategize this? And so I came up with an idea. For those of you there, you saw it. But I was like, I came out after Jamie. I was like, I have two presentations. One's about how to become a certified funnel builder. And I talked about the benefits of that. I'm like, the other one is like this thing called the linchpin. I talked about benefits of that. I'm like, which one do you guys want? I had people like, funnel builder, linchpin. Everyone's going crazy. And I was like, all right, who here wants me to just do both? And they all went crazy. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to do both. And so I did the first, 40 minutes, I did the certification presentation, which helped people see the opportunity of being a certified funnel builder. Then I transitioned over to my next 45 minutes on showing the linchpin and showing the opportunity inside the linchpin framework, right? So I showed them both. I'm like, who here wants this? And then it started going back and forth. And I transitioned into the pitch. And it was crazy. People told me, like, I didn't even know who was pitching. Like, it was... Anyway, it was a perfect webinar, but very stealthy version of the perfect webinar. And I transitioned to the sale. And the way I did the sale was basically, I was like, hey, if you buy two Comic Quebecs, you're going to get both. So the first thing you get is Funnel Builder. And that gave me the ability to like speak through everything they get as a Funnel Builder. Then I went through all the elements they get at two Comic Quebecs, went through the entire presentation. At the end, then we sold that for $25,000. And then I had like one downsell, which is like, if you don't want everything, you just want to be certified, we do have that opportunity for $10,000 as well. Hand out order forms, and then I finished the pitch. And it crushed. It was the highest sales we've had so far at a Funnel Hacking Live event, which is exciting. So one of the biggest things that I realized from this presentation, so if I give you one thing, the last couple years, as I do the two Comic Quebecs pitch, it's tough because it's like one of the hardest things I have inside of what I do is that there's a lot of different funnels, right? Like there's this funnel and this and this. And so in years past, I've tried to like, hey, we're going to teach you guys all these core funnels. And it's hard because it's like, how do you train on all these different funnels, right? It's hard to do fulfillment on that. Last year was like, hey, let's break down to two. Like there's e-com or expert, like these are two markets. So we partnered with Allison Prince and she taught the e-com. I taught the expert stuff and that worked good, but still people want to do both. They jump back and forth. And even inside of expert, I'm like, hey, we're going to do a challenge funnel first. And then people go, I don't want to do challenge, I want to do webinar. I'm like, okay, well, we'll do challenge funnel and the webinar. I'm like, but I want to do high ticket. And it's like, it was just so hard. Like, anyway, and so every year it's been the hard thing is like I'm giving people options. And this year, the biggest takeaway I had is like, I cannot give people options. If you have seen Mandalorian, where it's like, this is the way. I was like, what is the way? And it was interesting about this time is when we discovered a framework, which is called the linchpin. And it's the reason why ClickFunnels went from zero to $100 million was because of this thing called linchpin. But yet it was so simple. It's like, it's very simple, but it's also very powerful. But it was because it was so simple, I almost discounted. We forgot about it. The next 5 or 6 years of ClickFunnels, we didn't talk about it. We didn't do it. We didn't focus on it. Like, it was like I missed the mark on my own framework. They built this, and I'd re-remembered it. And we'd applied it to the Dan Kennedy business we bought, and it's blowing up Kennedy's business right now. Then we are reapplying to ClickFunnels. In fact, the 2.0 launch, which just barely finished, by the way, is when I'm recording this, we use the linchpin model flawlessly, and it's insane. The numbers are insane. I can't even share with you right now. I'll do a podcast episode sharing that, but it was crazy. And so when we did the 2CCX pitch, I didn't tell people about, like, we could do this or this. I was like, this is the way. It's the linchpin. This is the only thing I'm doing in my business, the only thing you should be doing, the only thing anybody should be doing. This is the thing. And by giving people this, like, the very clear, distinct, like, this is the way, that is, I think, what increased sales more than anything else. Where I wasn't like, should I do this? Should I do this? It's like, no, like, people want to be led, right? J. Abraham, you said, people are silently begging to be led. They're not looking for me to give them options. They're looking for me to give them the way. So what is the way? Well, for me, it's the linchpin. It's all we're doing in all of our companies. So I'm no longer giving people, like, this is the way. Follow us or don't. But if you're following us, this is the way. This is the way we're doing it. And so for you, if you're pitching high ticket, like, understanding, like, that is the secret. This is the way. What is your way? That's the only thing you can be talking about sharing. That was powerful. So again, sales went awesome. Then we had dinner. After dinner, I was so tired. But we launched the Bootstrapped Awards, which I was nervous about this. I'm like, is it going to be good? Is it not going to be good? Like, I was, all the nerves around it. But Bootstrapped is something that I'm excited for the future of it. But it's an award for the Bootstrapped Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And so I got up on stage, I told my story about how I had competed for Entrepreneur of the Year Award and I lost to a guy who had $2 billion in funding and no profits. And I was like, I don't want to lose to somebody who's cheating, right? It's like steroids at a bodybuilding competition. Sure, Arnold Schwarzenegger looks amazing, but he's all steroided up, right? I want a natural bodybuilding contest for the rest of us. And so that's what the Bootstrapped Award is to become the biggest entrepreneur event, like, or entrepreneur award in the world for companies who bootstrapped. And so this was the very first one. And so it was cool. We've done a whole contest this whole year. We had like 8 finalists. And so each finalist had a chance to give a quick 6-minute presentation on what they did. And then the audience all voted and picked a winner. And that was kind of it. So it was cool hearing all the different presentations, having the audience vote, and then picking our winner and giving them the huge award. which is like a 25, 30 pound, 40 pound award. It's huge, like the Bootstrap of the Year. So we had eight winners in different categories, and then one who was the Bootstrap Entrepreneur of the Year award, which was Daniel Rosen and Keenan, who are in my, they're in Category Kings and Atlas now, sharing their business. And it was cool afterwards that Daniel had a chance to give like a 30-minute presentation showing their whole entire business, and it was awesome. They took literally ClickFunnels and Funnel Hacking Movement, and they modeled that in the credit repair industry. And so, like, it was just really fun to see how they did that. And so that was our first ever Bootstrapped Entrepreneur of the Year award, which is something that now that is out there, you guys should compete for next year, because it's fun, it's exciting, and we're going to do it even bigger and better for next year. So that is the Bootstrapped Entrepreneur of the Year award. That's how we ended out day number three, which was amazing. So anyway, there you go, you guys. 3 days plus the bonus day of Funnel Hacking Live. We got one more day. I'll do one more episode talking about day number four, which is how we wrap the entire day, the repitch, a whole bunch of other cool things, and I hope you guys love it. So with that said, thank you guys so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.